Henry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Henry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, Henry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, Henry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Are you talking about Harry Potter?
What?
Who the fuck is Harry Potter?
Oh, Harry Potter, yeah. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
So this whole time, that wasn't a joke when you were calling him Henry Potter?
No.
But you knew all the movies as Henry Potter.
I forgot it was Harry. I did. I forgot it was Harry Potter.
I'll check this out, you guys. With my foot, I can do this. You need me to bring it in a little closer?
No. I oh, look at this that. New thing. Oh, I have much what? Better control over everything that happens.
Well, I can do that though.
Are you going to be tinkering with this and post a bunch?
I shouldn't need to though. The whole idea now is that we're recording on different tracks, and
right.
So if one of us is louder, the other one's quieter, whatever, I can just turn that one up later.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the one down, and that way, because I've heard people tell me a lot of times, they'll be like, I like your show, I just don't like that I have to have my hand on the volume knob
right.
the whole time I'm driving.
Yeah, well, you need...
Was it because it gets too loud and then too quiet?
Yeah, because I was recording everything as one channel, and so if someone was closer to the microphone or further from the microphone... It was the whole show.
What fucking gave you the fucking idea that was a good one?
I don't know, Jeff.
Nice.
You suggested the audio board that I purchased that was only capable of one channel.
So
out.
Oh, good.
When
now we're passing
edit,
the buck.
When do you edit?
You're good
it?
At passing the buck, I guess.
I don't really edit, Matt.
Do
I just kind of listen to it.
Do you edit on the turlet?
No.
When you're making a stinker?
This is a really big laptop. I don't bring it to the bathroom with me. I have a smaller one that work gave me.
I have
an 11-inch one.
But you do have an 11-inch one.
That they do. Did you sleep last night?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay,
because
you're
lot.
Acting like you do when you don't sleep.
No, I slept really well. And then on the way over here, I kind of had I was a little bit hungry, and I thought, you know what? If I don't get a little food, I'm going to
be
so
you're gonna
pissed
be,
and out of it. I'm just not going to be
focusing.
You're
going to be Instagram and hamburgers
yeah.
if you don't stop.
So I copped myself a...
I mean, he's going to do that anyway.
A Jumbo Jack
Jr.
on the way.
Yeah. Okay. Did you want to do an intro, or did you want to let Matt talk about Jumbo Jacks?
It's a Jumbo Jack Jr. with no cheese.
How do you make a Jumbo Jack
I don't know,
Jr.?
This might sound weird, but I can't eat a hamburger this early in the morning.
When a mommy...
Fucking pussy.
When a mommy Jumbo Jack loves the daddy Jumbo Jack, they mm-hmm. make a Jumbo Jack Jr. out of their love.
Well, wouldn't it only be named after one of them? That'd be weird if you married somebody...
Their last name is Jack. Duh.
Yeah, but their first name is Jumbo.
No, they're both
Jumbo
fat, so
Jack Jr. I'm just saying.
They're both.
Typically, when you have a junior situation.
Yeah, but you name it after the junior's after the father.
Yeah, but he said Lady Jumbo Jack and Man Jumbo Jack.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking
about.
No, there's Jumbo Jack and
is
the
this
chick.
Like, is this
I
like
know
how
what
he,
I'm talking
Jumbo
about.
Jumbo Jack and the chick. That would be a great movie.
Why can we? Do you want to sit down and start writing Jumbo Jack?
Yeah,
and
you
want to
just pencil that
and the
out.
Chick?
Yeah, Jumbo Jack and
Jumbo
the lady.
Jack and the sheep.
He's a trucker.
Oh, yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, and she's a chick.
He's just arm wrestling his way through the Midwest. Tell me if you've heard
she's,
this one.
She's hitchhiking from her rich but distant parents.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she's just she's looking for a real man.
Here's
is there
the
any
thing.
Way to is there any way to increase the volume slightly in my headphones? I am the most
you guys,
prima donna.
It's three episodes
How's
in a
that?
Row that we've had headphone volume issues over there on the walrus side of things.
Yeah. No, it's actually 22 episodes in a row that we've had headphone volume issues.
Hi, everybody.
Jeff, this right here is a headphone deal.
Yeah, I know. I just don't know which one's mine.
I think you're level
oh,
one.
Oh, God.
I think you're level one.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, okay. Well, I was going to go more on that.
He picks her up at a truck stop. She's just trying to hustle
some
money.
My rich dad isn't going to tell me who to love anymore.
Yep, and he puts his hat on backwards,
mm-hmm.
whistles out the side of his truck. He's like, yo, darling, where are you headed?
Uh-huh.
And then begins a cross-country crime spree. With Jumbo Jack and the chick.
That's good.
Yeah.
That writes itself.
Jumbo Jack, by the way, is a 420-pound man. She commits most of the crime. He remains in the truck.
Yeah.
Okay, did I upset everyone? Everyone tuned out completely. No, I was just... Matt appeared to fall asleep. Dan got lost in something.
Listen, sometimes I just
were
like
you guys
to
so
catch,
enraptured
catch
with my story
moments.
Of Jumbo Jack and the chick? That
no,
you...
I loved
it.
I was just looking at the screen and making sure that everything is where it's supposed to be. I'm using a new
here.
Software. I'm using
here.
A new hardware.
I loved it. Yeah.
You ever
I'm
had
not...
a woman during coitus
summertime,
look at you and say, where are you right now?
Yeah.
Where are you right now?
Every time.
I'm not loud enough.
That's what
summertime.
Just happened between you and I. Where were you?
Oh,
you weren't there for me.
I was
you
doing
weren't
a show
with
last
me.
Night, and I did something weird. Oh, first of all, I'll just tell you guys, I have a tumor. It's in my spine, and I was doing jokes about it all weekend because I did 5 shows this weekend, starting Thursday, which was the day I found out I have a tumor. Jeff, you look so sad. It's not cancer. Don't worry. I don't think it's cancer. They didn't say cancer.
I'm still freaked out.
Yeah, it's fine. It's
why didn't
totally...
you tell me this?
Because I thought it'd be fun
you
to bring it up on the
you
show.
Drop it on the podcast?
Told me. So
yeah, I told him.
Like
we were,
oh, that's good.
I got
apparently our French. That's where our friendship's
I told
at.
Him by the bathroom at work. He was going out. I was going in. It seemed like a natural time
but
and
then
place.
I had to go back in and do some
should
stuff
we,
to make him feel
is,
better.
Is this, are we to the point where we just, we
save it for the show.
We just spend, your take your credit cards and go on a spree ooh. Until you're gone?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, I like the
so anyway,
idea. Let's,
so how many
let's
more episodes do we
money.
Have before you die?
Oh, jeez.
Hey, why is my voice so low? This is.
What do you mean low?
Yeah, I'm stupid.
What is happening on this show?
So anyway, tell
right,
us about
well,
your thing. All
right, I'm going to try not to worry about this.
Yeah, it's
but...
fine. That's why I'm not telling everyone, because everyone's worrying, and it's not a thing to worry about. It's in a place that they can cut it out. It's not cancerous. I'm going to have surgery. It's going to be fine. It's like...
How long do you think you've had it?
Probably 20 years.
I was going to say, this is probably the thing that's been causing all
yeah.
the stuff.
Yeah. Which is funny, because my stepmom's like, you need to get this taken care of immediately. And I'm like, I was telling you that my back hurt 20 years ago. What's... You didn't seem like you were in a hurry then.
So you're gonna be all limber now.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see. Surgery's in like a month.
And for those of you who don't know, Dan and I share that we walk like old men. but he's apparently going to be fine now, and I'm gonna remain walking like an old man.
You should get an MRI and find out if you have a tumor.
I have my neck checked because that's where most of my problems are. And I have a whatever, a collapsed disc and bone spurs on my neck. But
ooh,
what the
you can
hell
get surgery on
bone
that probably.
Spurs.
Well, you know what spurs
that
are?
So scary.
Like you've seen Westworld. You know what spurs
oh,
are?
Oh yeah, the things that kick that get the mules moving.
Mm-hmm. It's like that, but bone.
That's why. That's why Jesus. when you hear me walking, it's ching,
ching, yeah.
You know it's weird.
Is there an old gunslinger in this garage?
It's weird because people spend so much time like trying to make themselves be healthy
me.
And, you know, they worry and worry about like health. But me,
not me,
I worry about nothing. And then because of that, through the power of will,
mm-hmm.
sheer will, nothing ever goes wrong with my body.
Yeah,
that's a
except
good...
For except for the thousand things that are wrong with your body.
My body is perfect in
Matt,
every
like,
way.
By the
every
way...
Every time I talk to you, you're like, I'm dying.
Well, but that's just to trick my body to be like, all right, we've given him enough. But I feel pretty good. I mean, like, anybody who does
by the, way,
the things
if
I
you're,
do
if,
should be dead.
If you're looking for bad things to happen to your body,
yeah.
the quickest and easiest way is to say, nothing bad ever happens to my body.
Yeah, I say that all the time. I'm like, I'm never going to die, and I have a tumor.
Yeah, all right. Well, good point. I mean, I guess I did have to get my gallbladder removed. That thing freaked out. So maybe it's not all tip-top shape.
Yeah. It's for sure not. Every time I talk to you, you're like, ugh, my insides. You're like, I
so
ate 7 cheeseburgers and I barfed.
You have, think about that. You have problems with your entire insides.
That just generalized.
And then
them
sometimes
at this point.
It's your outsides.
Yeah, it's not localized. You're
it's
never,
just everything.
You're never like my kidney. It's just. Underneath the skin, it hurts.
But the skin... Actually, I woke up today with very dry skin.
Very dry? Do you need some lotion?
No, I lotioned up. I lubed up before I threw on the bandolier and lubed up before I came over.
Yeah, that was... I was telling these guys off the air. I don't know why that makes me laugh when I say off the air. Every time we talk, we're not on the podcast. It's
yeah,
we're talking
off the air.
Yeah.
off the record.
One of the fabulous 19 listeners. One of them. Mm-hmm.
God, are we at 19 already?
Yeah, I think. Well, maybe. I don't know if I'm being generous.
I don't know if we can maintain this level of growth.
Nine listeners.
We might not be able to scale.
We are growing exponentially at this point.
Yeah, we're going to be at 11 before long. sent me a picture of a lube bandolier, by the way, that he made. So it's already happening. The inventions are, the world is becoming full of my ideas.
It's all happening, baby.
Now you just need to get some money for it. You need to write him back and be like, that is patent pending.
Oh, no, I already said, okay,
you bish.
This is my guesstimate. This is how much you owe me.
Mm-hmm.
I take cash or check.
You can do that Facebook cash.
Ooh. Yeah.
Are we keeping you, Matt?
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
It's not you guys. It's just my body.
For those who are
unaware,
Matt. Which
is in perfect condition.
Matt checked
imperfect.
Out 14 episodes ago.
My body's imperfect condition. I'm not eating super fruits like you who can just maintain, all right? I grow weak very quickly.
By the way, I've stopped. Okay. I've been taking better care of myself.
Yeah,
eating a little bit better. I don't really go out,
bicycle.
Don't go out drinking much. And what's happened is my body has now gone in complete reverse. So I'm constipated now all the time. So there's no possibility anymore of me crapping myself because I just my body's gone in full. I've never had any problems.
Eat more fruit.
Or just do an enema.
No,
a fruit enema.
I'm not doing an enema.
I'll make some juice and bring it
why
over.
Why in the world would I do an enema?
Baster.
So that you can blast off, dude, like Buzz Lightyear.
Infinity and beyond,
all I need
dude.
To do is drink more water. I'm just saying.
Up
it's
your
just...
butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, butt chug.
Butt chug a glass of water.
OJ.
Clean. Oh, God. What would be the worst thing to butt chug? Sprite?
Sprite would be, well, it'd be bubbly.
It would be bad. It's so sticky. Sprite is so sticky.
All soda is.
I feel like Sprite's extra sticky.
I don't remember the last time I even saw a Sprite.
You like Mount...
I mean, they still sell them at the store.
I don't even go down that aisle.
God, what's it like to be rich, Daniel? So rich, he doesn't need to
go down that aisle. By the way, that's the first time in your life you've ever said anything that I made me want to kick you in the face. I swear to God, that is the only thing you've ever said to me that made me almost physically violent.
I don't understand the problem. Soda's gross, and I don't go down that aisle.
Okay.
I don't have a reason to be near soda.
Do you drink La Croix?
No, I have a Soda Stream.
Pretentious dick.
I make my own.
Jesus Christ.
It's artisanal.
I add 100% cranberry juice to it sometimes.
This podcast is going to shit.
You know, I tried to make a diet cola with a Soda Stream, and it was disgusting.
Yeah, that's because it's soda is gross in general.
No, Diet Pepsi
I add a little fresh squeezed lemon.
Doesn't sound good to me.
Maybe a lime?
Can you heat it up and make it taste like a cheesesteak?
I mean, you could just make a cheesesteak.
Ooh, all right, let's do that. Who wants to go to Tats Delicatessen and pop some cheesesteaks down our gullets?
That's one of the things that's tough about living in this neighborhood is, you know that one block away is Colosi's, right?
Is it super good?
Colosi's? Yeah, it's probably the best cheesesteaks in the city.
Better than Tats.
Yeah.
Let's fight.
Colosi's is pretty good. Colosi's
you know what?
Colosi's is up there. I will say this.
Steak off?
Tats has... all Colosi's has is five kinds of cheesesteaks. It's the only thing they serve.
Ooh.
But Tats has that pastrami sandwich with the... Now I'm getting hungry. With the coleslaw. Shit's good.
Fuck guys, that. I'm just talking cheesesteaks.
I've never had a cheesesteak.
Oh, no. Summertime. It's time to do it, man. There's never a better time than now.
I've never had one.
Yeah, and I don't mean now, but I mean like maybe next week.
I'm probably not going to do that.
Why?
I don't know.
It's really good.
What's that?
Cheese Whiz?
Yeah.
That's the original way to get it, yeah.
I don't know if I want
that. You can get
it
with provolone if you want.
Well, you got to try it.
You don't have
to.
Why?
What if I buy it for you?
Like, even if I like it, I still don't like what it is.
Well, who knows what it is?
Exactly.
Actually, you know, I don't want to. This is going to sound stupid,
but tells you
these cheese sticks aren't really that bad. They're made with 100% like olive oil. It's not really that.
But Cheese Whiz.
Yeah.
What is even in Cheese Whiz?
It's just cheese.
You don't have to get Cheese Whiz,
well, you
man.
Do. No, you
don't get hung up on Cheese Whiz.
You
want a real cheesesteak, you get it with Cheese Whiz, but you can get provolone or cheddar or whatever
else
you
want. You can make it, you know, dumb if you want to.
Can I just eat a different kind of sandwich somewhere else?
Somewhere else? What's the point of living? If you're not eating cheesesteaks every now and then.
This is why my body
so good.
My body hurts because I have a tumor, not because I eat cheesesteaks every day.
Maybe
well,
if you'd
I mean, I'm just saying, like, what's a cheesesteak gonna hurt now? Give it a shot.
They're already cutting your spine out.
Yeah. They gotta take out a bone, apparently.
Oh. Looks like
that's
no
gonna be
more
good, dude.
Time.
I'm really happy to actually.
Right, that's when you think
yeah,
about
it's
it. Like
really
at,
good, man.
You
you've
first
been,
you hear tumor and you're like ah, but then it's like
I've known you
been in constant pain for 20 years.
I've known you for 12 years,
yeah.
And you've been in pain for 12 years. So
it's
that's
like
awesome.
You're divorcing the pain inside you.
That's a good way to phrase things. Divorce the pain. You could be an inspirational speaker.
Yeah, I think I'm like a Tony Robbins or
yeah,
Tony Robinson Crusoe.
Yeah, Mrs. Robinson.
Mrs. Robinson, motivational speaker. He'll be there at 8.
I don't know. I was gonna talk about a thing that happened last night, and I forgot what it was. It was you were saying something about disappointment during sex or something, Jeff?
Sounds about right.
And then I brought up the tumor, and then we got really derailed on some cheesesteaks.
I
was getting like the weirdest like sympathy applause at points during shows because I was talking about my tumor. That's what it was. And at one point I was like, you understand you're making it worse. Like you're not helping. Like, could you imagine like somebody
you try to go out and do your best. Oh my God, I hate it when I go to make a joke and I can't remember the person's name. The chick who came out and like, did her cancer show. Yeah, you just try to do your Tig Notaro, mm-hmm. and people just weren't having it. No.
Most of the time they were, but every once in a while.
No, but I mean, not that they weren't having it, but they were instead of having a release of endorphins from you talking about something deep and dark, instead they at times were like, oh no, and they started to care.
Mm-hmm. No,
and
but they would be like,
you made a deeper connection and you're upset about that.
No, like at one point I broke and I was just like, I said something like, what else is going on? And then I was like, by the way, if you guys are ever wondering if a comedian says what else is going on, it means they're bombing. And these people go, you're doing great. And I was like, do you like
that's also the worst
yeah,
thing to hear.
I was like, that,
you definitely know you're bombing when people say you're doing great.
You're making it so much worse. Like, imagine if that was what someone said to you during sex. Like, just no, hey
you.
Fun. I'm almost
you're doing.
They give you the shoulder, the shoulder. Ah, come on.
Hey,
you're giving her all you got. That's good.
You almost got me there.
Yeah,
almost.
So you close.
Almost, you almost pleasured someone.
You know what? It's really hard for me to get there. It's not you. It's me.
Yeah, if I'm not doing it myself, it's just I have
my
trust issues.
I have a very simple thing I do right before sex. I take their hand and I say, you do understand that if you go in with any expectations, you're going to be disappointed. And then I lock eyes to make sure that they completely understand how disappointing what is about to happen is going to be. And that during that disappointment, in addition to the disappointment, there's going to be a large man sweating on them.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to go from disappointment to sort of a mild disgust to, you know, like, is Jeff okay?
And then you literally add insult to injury.
And then.
Like, literally.
And then.
You punch
her
and call her a whore.
And
or
then
your
I'm
dick
also.
Is covered in
and
salt.
I'm also, with no lead up to this, I'm quite physically rough with them.
Daniel, will you be able
it's,
to keep
it's really,
it?
It's really a bad experience.
That's a really good question.
I would like, you know how in Jurassic Park he's got that mosquito and it's in the,
the amber.
Like the sap or whatever, the amber. I'd like it, I think it'd be nice if you got that and you turned it into a coffee table. Little glass top and then the base is just this giant amber thing with your bone or whatever in there. That'd be sick.
That would be sick.
Yeah, are we gonna are we gonna live podcast the removal?
I'm gonna be asleep, but you guys can.
No, we're gonna. Facebook.
I hope to I'm asleep when they're taking a bone out of me.
We'll put a mic to your face anyway, though.
Yeah, so you're just gonna be fucked up on like painkillers for like a while.
I'm not gonna take painkillers.
But they're gonna put them inside of you.
They're
right?
I'm gonna be on anesthetics during the thing, but I'm not gonna take anything after.
Sure.
Higher than like a Tylenol.
Oof.
You know, to be fair, I'm always given like I've had some minor surgeries, ones that were pretty painful, and they always give me a ton of like painkillers. I am not taking them. They're completely unnecessary. Typically.
Yeah. And you know, the only thing is like I have a problem with drugs and alcohol and I don't want them.
Oh, they're crazy. I definitely abuse the hell out of them if someone gives
but
them.
But you can, you know
like,
what?
To
be fair though, don't
I'll
do that.
Them.
Do like say, give me five.
Well, what I might do is,
cause you can tell them how many to give you.
I'm going to auction them off on the podcast.
Well, can I just...
If anybody wants my drugs, I'll let you know what ones they give me, and we'll sell them to the highest bidder.
You know what? Here, just when they give them to you, let me
take
them.
So what you're going to do is do a drug transaction on the podcast.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, highly illegal.
No.
No, not if it's for charity.
No, not if it's a joke.
Daniel, just give them to me, wink, and I'll make sure that they get to someone who needs them.
I've never seen... such a deliberate wink in my life. Like, it was so, like...
Yeah.
Like, you don't know... Like, you don't really twink, or, you know, twink.
Are
I can't
twink?
We can't get away from twinks on the
I
show.
I twink a lot.
Ooh, I just wanted another
like, you
twinkie.
Don't... Like, you're so unused to winking that...
I wink all the
it's
time.
It's physical.
I wink constantly. I wink at everyone. People don't notice. It's very subtle.
Do you...
But I can go over the top with it if I want to.
Do you wink at women when you're making love to them? Wink? Like right at,
I don't think so.
Right at the very end, just think. I'm done.
And then I go, see ya.
And by see, I mean, can you leave my apartment?
Yeah.
Get out.
Get out. And I didn't wink that time. I'm dead serious. Get out.
I have never been more serious about anything in my entire fucking life. Oh, you know what's weird? Is that. Yeah.
Oh, Harry Potter.
What about Harry Potter?
Oh, I'm
just really excited about his new movies.
Did we record when he went through and explained the
I don't remember if we got that on
the
thing or not.
Yeah, that was
the different Henry Potter movies.
That was right at the beginning.
He's a big fan of the Henry Potter series.
I'm really excited
that he didn't
to see
know
seven
called
and eight
Harry
today,
Potter.
But I'm also excited that the new ones are going to be five film franchise.
That looks so stupid. The monsters,
Fantastic Beasts,
boring. Because it's not.
Think it's going to be about. Beasts, actually.
Pretty sure that's the title of it.
Yeah,
so.
It's a trick. Like in the Goblet of Fire, is it really about the Goblet of Fire? No, it's about everything else around the goblet, bro.
No, it's about the goblet.
No, dude. It's
remember,
because
the twins tried to put their thing in there. And
oh yeah, twins
them.
Do try to
yeah,
do
them
that.
Idiots.
But then Cedric Diggory gets dead.
Mm-hmm.
Voldemort killed him.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, but hey, go ahead and check out the new
by the way, just lamest. I was just thinking about this while you were talking about beasts. Lamest mythical beast ever, we have to admit, is the centaur. That is the lamest half man, half goat.
I almost confused that with Minotaur and I'm like, that guy's cool. No, the centaur, what a fucking
half
puss.
Dude, what a fucking lame.
But what about a fairy? Aren't fairies lame?
No.
I think they are.
Not like Zelda fairies. They look cray.
But a centaur, just a dude with goat feet. What a fucking lame ass.
Yeah.
Good with a bow.
My body is a mule.
Does he have a big hang down?
I bet he does have a big old goat dick.
So the centaur is the one with the good. What's the half man, half horse?
You can, yeah, that's the centaur.
I thought centaur was the half, was the dude with the goat, lower goat, goat.
That no, that's Satan. Whoa, no. We said that at the exact same time. No,
I know where you're going with this, but I'm.
Nah, dude, you're talking about that the devil. Up. Let's invoke his power now.
Okay, Google.
I'm not
Show
saying I'm
Show me pictures
right.
of a centaur.
Satan, we invoke you. Show yourself, demon. Ooh, what if yeah. what if Satan literally just showed up right now, guys?
So what the fuck are the ones with the goat half body?
Dude, you invented that in your mind.
Yeah, but this guy is the lamest. The horse body
oh, it's,
man
it's fucking super
torso.
Lame with the
fucking
use of
loser.
A bow.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm here to shoot you with my love arrows.
What a useless, useless thing to be. It's a powerful horse with a fucking body. That's terrible.
If you could be any animal, what type of animal would you be?
Got to be a cat, man.
Like a house cat?
Rad. No. Black panther.
A cheetah?
I don't. What is this question? Why
what
are
kind
we,
of an animal would you be?
Why?
What kind would you be, Daniel?
Why do you need to know that?
I want
to
know.
I think he would be an animal that doesn't have a tumor in his back.
Yeah.
Now I want to know what kind of an animal you would be.
I don't know. I never thought about it, think and I don't want to think about
think
it.
Think now.
I don't like whimsy.
I'd be a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
That's not an animal.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lie propagated by the atheists.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I'd be one.
To try to disprove the word of the Lord.
But when I was, then I'd walk around as a T-Rex, and everybody would be like, oh, my God.
That was a lie paid for by Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hey, you can now legally get Cuban cigars. The trade thing for those specifically was just lifted.
Good. I can start smoking cigars. So.
Yeah, I got some. You guys want to start puffing away right now?
No,
not really.
Puffing on some giant ass.
I do like
stokes.
Cigars though.
I
cigars
don't.
Are
they
nice.
make me want to throw up.
Well, stop being a pussy.
Sorry.
That's a good point. Jeff makes a good point.
Oh, do you like them, Daniel?
No, not at all.
Do they make you sick?
No, I just think they're useless.
Yeah, because they're disgusting.
Like, I understand cigarettes because I can deeply inhale them.
Right. You can't. You try to eat a
and
cigar,
just,
you
and
get
just
sick.
Feel the nicotine coursing through my lungs. That's nice, but
Hitting
you just puff a cigar like a...
Were you ever a smoker?
Yeah, I smoked for years.
Did you love it?
Jeff and I used to smoke cigarettes together in hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Just
bad
chatting
boys.
The night away, mm-hmm. laying in bed
bad
smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And just like little ashtray on the chest.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Fucking. Wow.
Yeah.
I just on my.
And
I,
like
I
a 24 pack of Miller Lite and just a pack of smokes. Just laying in just opposite twin beds.
Miller Lite on your stomach, the ashtray on your chest. Just kind of pouring it in.
About 3 years straight drinking Miller Lights, smoking with Danny.
Mm-hmm. And what did you guys eat? Shit? Just really bad?
No, just trash. Whatever the fuck came. Yeah, I don't remember what we ate. I remember what we drank. I remember what we smoked. I remember where we stayed. I don't remember what we ate at all.
I do remember we got free food, and I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, chicken wings probably or some bullshit. Just fucking.
It wasn't anything good.
Shitty,
or nor good for you.
Shitty bar casino food. Yeah. Whatever the fuck we were doing.
I'd like a fried
that
Reuben,
like the
please.
Best life. Fried Reuben. Sounds like you guys had the greatest life of. Anybody.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
But had you kept doing it, you'd be dead.
Right. A lot of those guys die.
Yeah.
At least inside.
Especially guys like me with just no impulse control whatsoever.
Right.
It's like, oh, good. I'll stay up till 4 in the morning and do this again tomorrow night.
Mm. And every night.
And every night.
How late would you have to, how late could you sleep in?
As long as you want.
Well, the show's at what, 7, 8? Yeah.
Oh, so you can literally just stay up all night long. Smoking your cigarettes.
I took a comic from Canada.
Your fried sandwiches, and then you can just sleep until like 4 in the afternoon.
Yep.
Then you can watch whatever the fuck is on the CNN or something for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of roll over.
Write
to
a bit about George Bush.
Yeah.
And then
you just kind of like slide down to the stage and do it all over again.
Begin again.
Yeah. Phone it in for 25 to 55 minutes, depending
George
on which.
George Bush doesn't know what a Muslim looks like.
I'm out of here.
Am I right? Fuck that guy. All right. Someone make me a fried sandwich. God, God damn it.
Yeah, I got about 7 minutes left. Can I put an order in for a fried Reuben? Thank you.
Side of.
All right. What do you guys want to talk about?
Chicken
wings. What else is going on, huh?
Could you smoke while you were performing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back then you could.
Wow. Wow. What a world. Was this pre 9/11?
No. No. I started doing comedy in 2005. Jeff, you were probably 04.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was, what was I going to say? Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's better now.
I had something and then we talked about something else. Yeah, there was a moment when I remember I was on the road for like 3 months straight once. And I got home. I got up. It was 5 o'clock in the morning. I had to start driving back home. And it was a 15-hour drive home. And I got home and I went to bed and I slept for a day and a half. I slept for like 30 hours. So tired. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I basically laid in bed for 2 days. I was like, I can't go out and do this anymore. I was so tired.
What kind of food did you get eat in bed, though?
I wasn't eating.
Whoa.
I laid in bed for 2 days.
That sounds horrible. I thought you had the TV on. I thought you were just lounging.
I literally slept till Wednesday. I was so tired.
That's good living. Yeah. I'll sleep till Wednesday.
I would have got a pizza, though.
Oh, I love
had
pizza.
A pizza in the bed next
ooh,
to me.
Hoo, hoo, bring it in. Just put that in the order.
I got drunk once.
Doors unlocked.
Years
come
ago.
On in. You can stay if you like.
Yeah.
I'm watching all
the Transformer movies in a row.
Just Mission Impossible 1 through 5. Rogue Nation.
Sorry, Jeff. You were saying you got drunk once.
I got drunk once and I woke up in the morning and I was like, what the fuck? And I looked and I had an Ultimate Cheeseburger wrapper on my face.
Was it an Ultimate Cheeseburger or the Bacon Ultimate Cheeseburger?
It could have been either. Typically I would go one Ultimate Cheese, one Ultimate Bacon, but
two?
What about the Bacon
two?
Bacon?
I haven't had that.
Ooh, they got bacon bits.
Remember,
anyway.
Remember when Jack in the Box just like went totally fuck it mode and just started marketing directly to stoners.
Well, yeah,
like
they're doing right now.
Menu.
They
yeah,
still do it
right now.
You act like that's like you mean like a few months ago.
That was years ago.
Yeah, you mean
no, that
they
was not
started
years ago.
It years
no, the
ago.
Munchie Meal started like 3.5 years ago.
No, I know, but even recently they had the puppet Jack in the Box going.
What?
I don't know the commercial. I don't watch. No, yeah, I was going to say I don't
it's
watch
literally,
like
it's
live,
literally
I don't watch
like
live television.
They treat it
it's all
like,
on
it's,
demand,
like it's
dog.
an hallucination with him, and he's watched TV, and he's like, what are we getting? $5? This is like a few months ago.
Oh. Ooh.
They're literally
was
going,
this a commercial
I'm so
during
stoned.
One of the debates?
I don't know what to order.
Do they have kids' meals at
you,
the same
you are
building?
So desperately trying to take this political right now. Is this during the... No. Why? What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm talking about Jack in the Box and how they
dude, this
marked
thing's almost.
Stoners.
We got 2 weeks until this fucking election is over. Let's just
I'm not gonna have
fucking
anything to
pretend
talk
it didn't happen.
Let's
it's
just
almost
eat some
over.
Cheeseburgers.
No, I'm taking classes about it right after it ends.
I don't. I'm just pretend
we,
this
we
time
we
in history
it.
Never happened.
Yeah, like the Holocaust.
No, I don't pretend that one happened. This one, I
don't have
pretend.
To pretend it didn't happen because it didn't happen.
It's true. That's
right?
True.
It's like when you say that you pretend it didn't happen, you're basically saying it did happen,
right.
But it didn't. So I'm not pretending.
You know, there's a new movie coming out, Daniel, where they finally prove it didn't happen.
What's it called? Passion of the Christ 2?
It's called Holocaust Smolocaust.
No, it's called Denial. And it's going to be really good. So finally, all those naysayers.
Is this real?
Well, it's about a Holocaust denier. It is called Denial. Rachel Weisz is in it. And you know which side she's on.
I don't.
She's on the side that thinks
sounds
that
German.
Is that a German
no,
name? I don't. I'm not good at that.
She's Jewish.
She's a.
I like you can like the only the only names that I can be like that is clearly a thing are like I don't know like I can
Muhammad?
I can generically call out Asian. You know what I mean? Or like Hispanic or Jewish. Those are the only ones.
But you don't know like which Asian country.
I mean, it's
like,
either
I can, oh. well.
I mean,
Vietnamese
I can
is
either...
pretty easy because they only have like two.
I got a real quick thing. It's either you a Chinaman or not.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'll ask them too.
Oh my God.
You Chinese or some other bullshit?
What?
Oh, now you're offended, Matt?
Yeah, fuck
no, I'm
you.
Happy.
What the fuck are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm smiling. I will burn both of you to the ground.
We, you know how many times
we've
had to,
I have a gun in my
edit,
pocket.
We've had to edit out one of your racist rants while you're trying to hand
I've
us
never,
literature.
I've never.
I have a loaded gun.
Can you even call it literature at that point? I love the loose definition of literature.
Where he was handing out one of his many pamphlets on
yeah.
On
Matt,
mixing of races. That was the one you were pretty upset about for
like
a while.
I'm going to be in trouble.
I'm not sure I should correct you on this because I don't, but the N-word has two G's. Like, at least spell it right, you ignorant cunt.
that's good.
I call this literature.
Yeah. I've been watching this new news show, Vice. Every night. It's
That's
on
not
TV.
New.
No, but
I've been doing that for years.
No.
I watched this new show about this new magazine called Rolling Stone the other day too. Yeah. It was pretty sweet.
But Vice has now they have nightly news. It's a half an hour show every night, every weekday night.
I've been watching this new HBO. News program. It's called Nick News with Linda Ellersby.
I've been watching this one too called NBC News.
Yeah, it's good.
Nightly
it's
news. Yeah.
It's really
new.
Good.
Nightline. It's
every,
brand new.
Every night they recap started. They recap the most important
They have
important
this other one.
That
I can't remember what it's
today.
Called, but it's 60 minutes long.
Yeah, it's good. It's brand. I saw that. I saw the premiere episode.
They had a clock on it. Yeah. I remember it. It seemed like it was tucked.
Oh God!
Was
what was I watching?
Down.
It was brand new. It was the it was the Fox Ooh. 10 o'clock news. They called it.
Yeah, the Q13 or something.
Fox yeah. 10 o'clock news.
Yeah, that one I haven't
is that,
seen
is
with
the new,
Leslie
is that,
Miller.
Is that new season
I've been
out?
Hoping to check that one out. That one's pretty. That one's
people are talking about it on the internet.
The new season
I don't know
is
what,
supposed to be really
on Reddit,
good.
Maybe what is Reddit? I don't get it. Anyway. Matt, what were you saying?
What is Reddit? I don't get it. That
yeah,
was great,
it was
Daniel. Yay!
I'm cutting it out of the show. So you were watching Vice News.
Yeah, it's good.
It's okay. That was it.
It's like BuzzFeed.
Yeah,
kinda.
Thanks for popping in on that. That
fuck you guys.
That hot take.
I laid it. I laid some stuff up for you right there.
To just oh man, and we just went
yep.
after Linda Ellersby.
I'm trying to be the straight guy.
We don't have one of those.
I am now. I'm Matt the Straight.
Yeah, Straight Matt.
Straight Matt.
Can that be your new name? Not Raw Doggin', but
yeah.
Straight Matt?
Straight Doe.
That's right. Here, I'll try to be really straight for the rest of the show.
All right.
Matt Money Doe. Straight Man. Straight G.
So
just watching the wheels turn on your pretty little face.
You guys do anything fun this week?
Yeah, I got a tumor.
Yeah, he's got a fucking cool. tumor in his back.
Oh,
what a great
oh,
question.
Oh, oh, oh.
What a great question to ask, Matt.
You know, my week was horrible. I went to Alaska.
Here we go.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I was there. And then Thursday, I was told I have a tumor. But in Alaska, I found bed bugs in my hotel. This is a perfect week.
Did you shower?
Yeah, I burned the place down.
Wait, well, hey, but you also, did you go into any of the Blockbusters?
Yeah,
you
I went inside two of them. They have Blockbuster Video in
what was
Alaska.
It like to
a good
be
idea
back.
To it was exactly the same. I went back to high school.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I kind of missed that. I miss doing that. I'll probably never do it again, but I do miss walking around the video store going, all right, well, everything good is gone. Let me see if I can find some. Discover some new
right,
movie that I've never heard of.
I guess it's Point Break again.
Mm, love Point Break.
Yeah, me too.
I tried to watch the new one. Couldn't do it.
Well, I'm not going to even
try that one.
But they have like cotton candy in a bag. Like it's the same. It's exactly the same. The carpets are the same. The uniforms are the same. They have the same fucking credit card terminals. Like it's the exact same store.
That's awesome.
Did you get anything?
No. But we set a meeting. Yeah,
so you're going back.
I'm not. The guy that lives up there is. Yeah,
his name's Straight Matt.
Yeah, Straight Matt going in for the clothes.
I'll always be closing on blockbusters. I'll bust your block.
Girl. Shoot.
Won't get your bust blocked. Wait. Nope. Your block busted, baby.
Yeah. Don't block your, that bust. Let me get them
bust,
titties.
Busting your block, baby.
Anyway, my week was good. Bed bugs and tumors. That was the whole thing.
I'm sorry, man.
The hotel was surprisingly not apologetic about bed bugs. We had a little conversation.
God, that scares the shit out of me just thinking about it. I'm getting all itchy.
Yeah, you're fine. Well, they came with me. I brought them to Jeff's garage.
There's a bed bug in here. You better not give me bed bugs.
Did you know
I just bought a new
mattress.
You
start getting bitten?
I don't know if I got bit or not. I just saw one.
Did you leave?
Yeah, I left.
The whole hotel?
Yeah, she tried to put me down the hall. I've been doing a bit about it on stage all weekend, and I don't want to like drop into material on the show, but she just was an idiot. Like I was like, how do you plan to take care of this? And she goes, the housekeepers will take care of it. And I go, what are they going to do? And she goes, I don't know. They have like chemicals or something. And I was like, yeah, you need to check me out. And then, I booked the hotel through hotels.com. And I call them because I'm a gold member. I got a direct customer service line. And the guy was like, yeah, let me call the hotel and make sure you're checked out and get the refund. And so he calls them and he gets back on the line with me and he goes, hey, so they're only willing to refund you for tonight, not for last night. And I'm like, but there were bed bugs. And he's like, yeah, but they won't refund you. He's like, don't worry. Hotels.com is going to refund you, but the hotel won't do it. So prohotels.com,
yeah.
Anti Best Western, Lake Lucille, Wasilla, Alaska.
What was the lady's name who did it?
I don't remember her name. I should have written it down.
I would have said some horrible things to her.
I wrote them a really bad review on hotels.com,
though.
Do you
know what she looks like? Can we find her on
Facebook? That'll destroy the tourism trade to Wasilla, Alaska.
That's where Sarah Palin lives, on that lake.
Oh, it's already been
destroyed. Sarah Palin gave me bed bugs.
Ah, and a baby.
So you could see Russia from there.
I did that joke. And it would get laughs, and I'd be like, you guys are idiots. That's a tired-ass reference. You're stupid. I point at somebody who didn't laugh and be like, thank you. The rest of you are dumb.
I felt sad saying it.
Yeah. No, I did five times I did that this weekend.
Wait, no, hold on. You guys are being too judgmental. That's a great joke. That really just tickled me right where I want to be tickled.
Taint in the taint.
Wonderful joke. Thank you for doing it.
On his
prostrate.
All right,
Jeffrey, how was your week? Tell me a fun story. I'm the straight Matt guy. Now you go and do a fun thing.
Yeah, Jeff, any tumors? No, just me, guys? All right.
I don't know. I might.
I wouldn't be surprised if you had six of them.
Oh, my God. You're riddled.
You're riddled with tumors.
Somehow your body is just defeating them. We need your blood. We'll make clones of it. Maybe I'm Khan.
Maybe you're just made of tumors.
Yeah, you're just a pile of tumors.
Maybe
with
you're
glasses.
Just a tumor with glasses on.
All right, Jeff, tell us a joke about your week.
I sadly I'm stretching together a good 1 week after another of nothing.
All
nothing.
Right.
Doing nothing with my life.
Ha, ha,
except
ha.
Going I just go to work.
Good joke.
I have a bunch of shows come up this week,
Ooh.
Though. I really got to try, really trying really hard to get back out. It's really hard for me to do stand-up. It really is.
But you're good at it.
Not because I don't like it.
Meh.
It's not because I don't like doing it, but because of the whole hanging out thing and don't really like to do that as much as I used to. So.
Well, just don't do that. Just walk away.
That's what
I'm always got to be there for a few hours, no matter what.
I go, I do my set, and I leave.
I know, but I got to wait 2 hours to do my set.
Just show up late. Ask, what time am I going on?
Or
get real LA on them.
Or just sit down by yourself in the back and order a shitload of food and just house it before
you. Just get blasted. Just leave the bottle.
Jeff Walrus.
Just covered in my
Here's
own
a walrus
covered in toxin taco fixins and
Here's my interpretation.
You guys know how I get obsessed with certain foods. Like I got obsessed with Twinkies for 2 weeks. You guys remember? Remember that time last week?
I remember tasting it and it was so good.
Remember hot dogs? Like I told you, I'm completely upset. I went and did these shows, headlining the shows in Eastern Washington or the Tri-Cities, and they had a hot dog festival, and I missed the hot dog festival, and I was so bummed out that I got completely obsessed. For the next year, I ate hot dogs all the time. And I'm obsessed with tacos.
What kind of tacos?
For the record, they're both doing the double dick gesture into their mouths.
I was doing the Mariners, full of faces of really pleasured. I was doing the Seattle Mariners got a hit thing.
Yeah. I know what you were doing. As a callback.
I was doing two dicks in the face.
Yeah, I know.
straight guy.
I'm straight Matt. That was a joke about queers. Ooh, saying it.
So you're really into tacos right now, huh?
Yeah, and I haven't had one.
I saw a Facebook thing the other day. You were like, yo, dudes, who wants to get tacos?
Yeah, because I'm obsessed with tacos. Who wants to grab some tacos?
And
then
and
everybody
I was like,
thought
why
I was...
isn't Jeff at work?
I was trying to make... I like to make these jokes like everybody's at work with me. I don't know. They don't make any sense. I'll tell people that there's shit in the break room they should grab, and I think it's funny. So I was doing that with the tacos, and then everybody thought I was making a Trump joke. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't even realize I made a Trump joke. I really just want some fucking tacos. And I realized that we can't go grab tacos together.
You have the most misinterpreted tweets of anyone I know.
Well, there's an old saying about that. Like, if the poorer it's written, the more it's misinterpreted, that's probably the reason.
Is that an old saying about Twitter?
Yeah, it's an old saying from 2012.
I just made that up.
When Twitter was invented.
Okay, there's an old saying about Twitter.
What kind of tacos do you like the most? Hard, soft, different types of fillings?
Chickies?
Al pastor?
The kind of tacos I really like. I like just the typical like corn street tacos, little steak or little, but the ones I'm craving though are just the shitty hard shell hamburger meat,
like Taco Bell tacos.
Yeah, that's what I'm craving.
Well, I always crave
the kind of shit you got in grade school.
I'm a big burrito guy.
Yeah, I like a burrito. I like a taco.
I can't
have any of it. It's not on my. I can't eat that stuff. So
I'm gonna get tacos right after this.
I'm supposed to start. A friend of mine is doing.
Thanks.
I'm gonna snap it at you.
A friend of mine's doing a.
I'm not gonna do that. I don't even have Snapchat.
Healthy eating challenge week. So I signed up for that. I'm gonna fuck it up. I know I am. I'm not gonna be healthy.
Oh, Matt, come on! You're gonna be good,
no, I'm
buddy.
Not.
Hey,
I gotta travel this
week. You're doing stuff.
I gotta
stuff?
Go to San Francisco by myself. So
what are you
I ain't
doing down
do
there?
Nothing for work.
Just so, going to the clubs.
Yeah, I gotta go check out the clubs in San Francisco for work research.
Yeah, just wear a mesh.
You know I'm gonna
tank.
Be eating all kinds of tacos or whatever they.
Wear
got
your
down.
Lube bandolier. Yeah.
Your lube bandolier and the gay dance club that looks like an abandoned steel making warehouse.
Yeah, I'm no
smarts
good.
Smarts everywhere.
In airports, I eat food. I'm no good in airports. Everybody suck some dick.
And you're like, no, I'm straight now.
I'm straight mad. I'll suck some ladies.
Labias.
Where's some women to blow? I want to blow some chicks.
Oh, you guys are such a bunch of silly billies, huh? Mm-hmm. Funny joke makers.
Jokey goaties. What did I just stop?
Jokey goaties.
Cut that part out.
Yeah, that's gone. That is gone.
Jesus Christ.
You know what? This is why I'm recording in three separate tracks today. So that when you say shit like that.
Get it out.
Look out.
Just snip.
Hey, Daniel, if you had a son, what would you name him?
I have a bit about that. Do you want that or do you want to know for real?
For real, I guess.
Probably Joseph.
Okay, then now the bit.
The bit is the N-word. And the bit is
do
that,
it that way.
By
no,
the way, I don't.
The
it doesn't
right
matter. That premise is funny. I'm good. I mean, I want to hear the joke,
oh,
but I mean,
no.
But I mean, it's making me laugh yeah without actually hearing
I,
the joke.
I thought that whole part was the bit. I thought you said, like, I got a joke about my son. Do you want the truth or the bit? And then you praise someone, yells out the truth. You say Joseph, and then you go, the bit is, and then you just say the N-word.
Oh, that's, yeah, that would actually work. I like doing jokes where I let the audience in on the joke the whole time. It's
they could,
fun.
They could ruin
sometimes,
it.
Sometimes, like, I'll get distracted, and I'll just stop, and I'll be like, you know what? I don't have time for this. The punchline was this. And then I'll just move on. But that one is about me introducing my son, the N-word, to all my white friends, and they go, nah, and I go, no, the N-word, T-H-E-N-W-O-R-D. Have we not progressed far enough as a society that that's not the first thing that pops into your brain? Racism is so ugly. This is my daughter, racism. It's a whole thing.
How would you pronounce
that? Got a groan last night. N-word. This lady was like, aw. And I'm like, come on. That was a great joke, lady. Have you never heard of comedy?
Could you kick her out?
That was good. It was borderline. It was edgy. There was some edge to that one. It ended in misogyny. What's wrong with you? That was good.
That had all the triggers.
All the fixins.
Could you kick her out?
No, can she was fine. I can, but she was fine.
Dude,
I didn't understand what comedy is.
I would kick everyone out.
Didn't get genius?
Yeah. That was a weird show. That lady kept groaning, and at one point I was like, I haven't even said any bad words tonight. What is wrong with you? And then
if I didn't have my daughter, I would have come to see the shows.
This other lady yelled out from the back. She goes, "You said cunt," which I had. She was right. But I was like, I mumbled cunt. I was doing an impression of a New Yorker, and I mumbled cunt. You said cunt. You said it. I mumbled.
I had a woman once at a show I was doing stand up, and like not in a mad way at all, just in a like, she goes, "You are shameless."
Just like stating fact?
Yeah, just "you are shameless." And then she sat back down.
Apparently so are you.
Yeah. That's ironic.
Because who the fuck does that? You cunt. I ended up calling that lady
then
that I said cunt
then
to
I,
cunt.
Then I stopped shaking my penis at the audience.
And then I came and I got the fuck out of there.
Do you guys, you know that. Oh my God.
Good night.
Yeah, and then I pulled the stool leg out of my ass and
pulled
my bloody sweatpants up.
I pulled my prop fist out of my ass.
Sure.
And I just got the fuck out of that club.
Yeah. Fuck, never went back to the loony bin in Tulsa. Fuck those guys.
They apparently don't understand comedy.
Yeah, oh, I'm shameless. Yeah, okay.
Pulled up my
what, do you
want to
watch
sweats.
Bill Cosby? We all know what he did. You like rapists? Or do you like my clever...
This is two episodes in a row where you yell about Bill Cosby being a rapist.
Yeah.
I think we just... Never mind. Fuck, no! I had something to say. Oh, shit. I've forgotten it. It was really good. What was it about?
Was it about hamburgers?
No, maybe. Yes, it was. Only 20% of millennials have ever tried a Big Mac. Isn't that insane?
I've never had one.
What?
Yeah.
Ever.
Mm-mm.
Would you?
They look gross.
Would you try it, though?
No,
just
I don't
to
like
see?
The sauce.
Oh, I know. How do you know you never tried it?
I had a Big Mac snack wrap one time when they were doing those.
Oh, that's not the same. What about you, Papa?
You went to McDonald's for a wrap, huh?
I was really drunk.
Did you fuck it?
I was really drunk, and it was on the menu, and I was like, that seems funny. That was at the McDonald's on Delancey at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Every American should have a Big Mac once.
I don't want one.
But I don't. My daughter's funny. She's already, she just won't go to McDonald's anymore.
Good
used
for
to
her.
It used to be your favorite place, obviously.
What's
like
happening
all kids.
To this country?
She goes, every time I go, do you want to just grab, because it's really easy. Just hit the drive-thru really quick, get her like a happy meal, and we're done. She's like, no, I don't go to McDonald's anymore. like a look like I'm the disgusting one. I don't even eat there.
I don't know what's happened.
I'm so sick of her shit.
I don't know what's happened to this country. You know, we used to just eat McDonald's and fucking buy big houses and build amazing shit. And now we're just sitting in garages eating fucking super fruits congealed together into rectangles and talking about lady presidents. And this is bullshit. I'm so straight. I'm sick of this shit. Straight Matt is pissed off about the hippies and
state of affairs,
their leftist liberalisms and bullshit. No more.
Damn sheeple.
I'm going to find every person who's never had a Big Mac and shove it down their throat until they become
fuck those dudes in the ass. That's how straight I am about it.
While I gag them with a Big Mac.
Okay, you guys ready for a quick idea corner? I just had one.
Do you have the sound? Do you have the song, Matt?
Yeah, wait, 1 second.
You can't do it without the song.
What is... Yeah, hold on. Jeff's Idea Corner, tacos and burritos. That's not it. All right.
Matt, you should have... Jesus Christ. Why don't you have this queued up?
It's time for Jeff's Idea Corner. Just two stuff together. It's a little bit more than that. Yeah, fuck. I'll figure something.
God, that's so funny.
So good. Big Mac ball gag.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. See, what you do is you just, it has a thing. You just put any kind of sandwich you want. And then when you gag them, they got something to do besides just, you know, I can't hear what they're saying.
Right. Nor do I want to.
No, and I can, the tears. Okay, let's go back. Now I'm going down in a dark place. but then I feel like, well, they're getting satiated.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I love that.
I do whatever I want. It's like a, yeah. Yeah, it's like a, no, I'm not going to go down that. I got to. All right, off to something different.
Well, I like Big Mac,
I like
ball,
Big Mac
gag.
Ball gag.
Big Mac
I
ball gag.
I like it
gag.
A lot. It's yeah. good. Yeah, because yeah. like, you know, what do you do when you want to ball gag your BBW?
They're not going to be satisfied with a non-edible ball gag.
Wow, that was, I was trying to make that polite, and then you went for the most rude joke.
Yeah.
I was trying to just be like, well, I mean, I don't want to like, because, you know, like sometimes you don't want to fuck on an empty stomach.
No, you want to be nice and full.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I might win fantasy football this week. It's my first week, you guys. I've gone 0-5 in my straight guy fantasy football tournament where we just talk about like chicks we're into and like going to church and America and Big Macs. And I've lost every week to the other straight guys I play with, but this week it's Maddie's time to shine.
Straight Matt.
Straight Matt.
See, all you had to do is go straight, and you'd start doing well at fantasy football.
Yeah, you go straight, and suddenly.
Problem was you were gay those first five weeks.
So you were good at all kinds of other fantasy stuff, but not football.
You're mostly fantasizing about a big old Dioc in your ass.
Yeah.
And now
Dioc.
you have time to think about.
Yeah, he's a Klingon
football.
Warrior, Dioc. I like when Jeff says things that are like, I don't know, borderline like hip. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure the kids are calling it a Dioc these days, you know?
I thought they were calling it the Poon Hammer.
Yeah.
No, that's mine.
That's Jeff's. Jeff's is the Flesh Hammer.
The Flesh Hammer.
Yeah.
And then I look in my catchphrases. Let's flesh this out.
Oh, that's so bad.
That's and then so I've been. Good. Then I'm like, you've been fleshed. As I walk out the room, you'd think I'd go, you've been hammered,
mm-mm.
But no,
boring.
That's predictable.
Mm-hmm.
I like to leave them thinking, what the fuck just happened? That's what I like a woman to be thinking.
Yeah. Well, because then she can't stare at my gross body as I'm walking away. She's too perplexed.
Yes.
Is that supposed to be that color?
He has such strange hair patterns.
Mm-hmm. I do. I really do.
You do?
It's gross.
Yeah. I have hair on just this side of my chest.
Oh, dude, I got like wings growing on the back.
Wings.
It's just like on the sides, just like kidney shaped. Like just they're just warming my kidneys for surgery.
This comic told me that he went to a bachelor party a while back, and like a fellow comic went down. There was two girls, and they were doing the like greased them up or whatever, and they rubbed their boobs on them, whatever. But he was super hairy, so it was probably one of the most disgusting things anyone's watched because they were rubbing on this super hairy guy, and then they stood up, and both girls' boobs had like a bunch of curly hair.
Oh, I do that. I leave chest hair. It's sad.
I don't. I don't have enough hair. I'm like almost hair. I'm almost a hairless man.
Oh, you got an otter body.
Yeah, I got a bit of an otter body. I don't understand though. I don't know where it comes from because I'm Norwegian, but I'm pretty sure Norwegian people are hairy. So I don't know.
I don't know. I never met one. Don't wanna.
Don't try to get me to meet a Norwegian.
Keep these Norwegies.
Daniel, I think you have a great opportunity to do something really funny when you go to your surgery.
Okay. Do you want me to pee on something?
Let me guess. No, you stand above the operating table and shit all over it.
And then you shoot a gun, and then you go, all right, let's enough kidding around. Let's do this.
And then I do grab the collar. Ooh.
No. So, you know, they're going to have you put on the whole gown thing, right? But that's all just for show until they take you through the doors. Then you're naked.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to go to work on you.
Oh, should I just show up naked?
Wait for it.
On anesthesia.
Hey. Wait for it. This is going to be a very Matt idea. I can't wait. I'm very excited.
You need to give them something for the big reveal when they just, once they go past the surgery room, they take off the gown and chuck it. And then there you are. In all your glory, I think you either paint something crazy body paint on you or just dip your dick and balls into like black paint and just have like a giant black dick and ball amalgam thing.
Well, giant is a very generous term.
All right, well, whatever. Human, I just think it'd be funny, or like red or purple.
You take a Sharpie and on your leg go, please don't take this leg.
Anything but the dick.
Or just like, yeah, on the back, just have someone Sharpie.
Do not remove this dick.
Don't fuck this up.
What I think would be really funny is to get like a prosthetic. Like, what do you call it? A foreskin? And then just be like, hey, while we're here, do you guys mind giving me a circumcision? And then they'll be like, no. And then I'll like just rip it off. And just be like, I'm sick of this. Well,
okay, I'm ready.
All right.
Or wait, make the foreskin really long, like an extra foot. So they're like, what the fuck?
I am as God made me.
I'm as God made me, sir. I'm glad I don't have like a super ugly dick.
God, right?
Matt,
are you
those
circumcised?
Super ugly dicks.
Thank God. Good.
I'm not even talking about that.
You
ever watch porn?
Are you?
Watch porn?
Yeah. We're Catholic.
You ever watch...
I just thought being American
you ever watch
was
porn and every once in a while there's just a dude who's just like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it looks
what
like...
What the fuck happened to you?
Yeah, it's kind
of
cool.
It's the shape of a C and it's got a weird color to it.
Well, it looks like a bottle of like spray-on fucking... sunscreen. Like
why
you know
is
what
it,
I mean?
Why
like,
is the why, head so red?
Why is it so much smaller
like
than the
dick.
Rest of the dick? Ah. That hairspray?
Why is the pubic hair so straight? It's so straight and so long. Good Lord. Anyway.
It's good to know that you have a good-looking dick, Jeff. I always assumed.
I lucked out. I've life has failed me in a lot of other ways.
But you won the dick lottery.
I won the dick lottery, so everything's good on that end.
Yeah, still don't know how to use it.
Do you think more dudes are circumcised or more dudes are not circumcised globally?
Globally, I think it's not.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I don't think fucking anybody's circumcised in India.
Gross.
There's a billion dongs walking around.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think anybody's circumcised in China. There's another Billy. And I don't really know about the Middle East. I don't know what they do in the Middle East. I don't know which side they're on. Jews get circumcised,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they invented it.
Jews do it. I think the mm-hmm. Muslims do it, too, then. I feel like it was just kind of part of that.
It's very Abrahamic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what you call a foreskin.
This is where my knowledge breaks down.
Christians do it.
I just don't know.
Not all Christians. You know. Catholics, for sure.
Yeah, what other Christians don't do it?
I don't know, but I know plenty of Christian guys, like waspy
Mostly
motherfuckers.
European dudes are not circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, it's because
the Church of England, yeah.
It's inhumane.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if like Protestants circumcise. We should do a poll.
I think.
Pun intended.
I think. I think in America, it just sort of happens. You know, I think it's just like part of the birthing process in America for the most part.
I don't know. I know a lot of American dudes that weren't, mostly from the Northeast. Losers. That's why I say waspy.
Oh.
That's where wasps.
Do you think
I don't know. I don't know if most people are circumcised. That's why on all my dating profiles I put cut cock on it.
8-inch cut.
8-inch hate filled cut cock.
Cut. I only put the diameter. That's all that matters. And then I make a circumference pun. It's good. It's really good.
Oh, man. Well,
anything else? You fucking assholes.
I think we're done.
Oh, the United States has the highest rate of non-religious circumcisions of male infants in the world, 54.7%.
Yeah, when I was born, I don't think I was particular. My mom didn't become religious until a little later.
Though many people associate circumcision with Jews, mm-hmm. most circumcised males are Muslim. About 10% of the world's non-Muslim males are circumcised. So it's pretty much Muslims, 10% of people who aren't Muslim are circumcised, and everybody else, non-cut.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of it.
Got to the bottom of it. So if you meet a dude who's circumcised, odds are he's a member of ISIS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Odds are.
Yeah, you could say goodbye to that gorgeous cut cock when they put that wall up.
Yeah, if you're into...
Pardon me, when we put that wall
up. If you're into delicious, brown, smooth, cut cocks...
Yeah, just a beautiful little helmet.
You vote Hillary,
mm-hmm.
or all the juicy dong is leaving the train station, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be nothing but a bunch of uncut dinglings
just
with
pasty,
weird,
white.
Curly hairs going into... Into the anteater thing, like it's trying to cannibalize itself. Thanks a lot, Trump.
I'll tell you, I am so hard right now.